So my first question is, you've toured all over the world, pretty much. Like, I was researching you guys this morning, and I mean, you guys have been everywhere.
We haven't been to Africa yet.
Not to Africa.
Nah, Africa's the only continent we haven't been to.
But you've been to all other continents.
Oh, no, we haven't been to Australia either.
No.
So we haven't been all over the world at all. We've done Europe and America and Asia.
All right.
There you go.
And what is your, where's your favorite place to play? Which continent is your favorite place to play?
America works for us, for sure. We go to Japan once a year. We've done Fuji Rock a couple of times. We tend to go there once a year. And that's an amazing experience. But you can't really go more than once a year. It's like they like to keep it special. Where America, we can just keep going and going and going. You guys just like us for some reason.
We do like you a lot. So you had your start in Leeds, England.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that music scene like? Like, there's a lot of, you know, like all these Denver. Special places that are like hardcore music scenes. So can you describe the Leeds music scene?
One of the reasons that Leeds was a really good music scene is because there was a music college there, which is why both myself and Joe went there.
Okay.
Pete was already, he was from there, and then Si went to a different college. But there was this... a jazz college, basically. It was the only jazz college in the whole of the UK at the time, in like kind of late 80s, early 90s. I think there's a few more now, but so it meant that a lot of like-minded people ended up in the same city, and a lot of, you know, kind of jazz influenced players.
Okay.
And then also there was like this DJ scene going on with people playing kind of jazz, funk, and soul, so it just worked, you know, with all the musicians there and this kind of clubbing mentality.
Okay.
It was just a good little melting pot.
It sounds like a lot of dance music.
There was a lot of dance music, but it wasn't like Manchester was the kind of the techno, what was the acid house scene, you know, back in the day, and the techno and that. And there was always a bit, like the Leeds scene, which is only 35 miles away, but it was always a little bit more musical, a bit more kind of, there was more real music going on there. Now it's very indie. Leeds has become very kind of indie scene, you know.
Which good stuff comes out of that, too. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's still, you know, it's live music. That's the good thing about it. And I think it's this new generation of you know, kids who got into indie music, got into playing instruments. And, you know, and then when they grow up, you know, they'll play, like, good music like us.
They have to experiment for a minute, right?
Yeah, they gotta play the crap stuff first.
Right. So you guys made your start in the late 90s? Right,
99 was exactly it. Yeah.
So how has your sound changed since then?
It's really evolved. I mean, you know, spending 14 years with each other, this, you know, has a lot to do with that, and just all our experiences, and you know, coming to America was a big change for us as well, because we were approaching it more like playing, even though it's not pop music we're playing, but we were playing like 45 7-inch singles, so our tunes were kind of short and like little snappy tunes. And then everyone was like, hey, go, why didn't you jam out, guys? And we were like why would anyone want to listen to us like jamming out? And then we realized that that's actually what people did respond to here, and so it changed the way that we play. And we still like to throw a couple of snappy tunes in there and there, but we also understand that, you know, people they like, expect, and also they get something from when you kind of like let loose a little bit.
And that's one of my questions that I wrote down here was, how does the combination of jazz and jam make your sound unique? Which is kind of what you were already speaking to, but what do you think it is about you guys in particular that makes you stand out from everybody else?
Well, it's nice for you to say that we stand out from anyone else, because we have no idea, because how can we be objective? But I think it's just, you know, where we're from, the scene that we're from, so that the kind of the way that we've learned music, the way that we've listened to music and absorbed it is different from like an American player and an American bands. And you know, I guess we still have that DJ mentality. Even when we're doing the jamming, it's like jamming with direction in a way. It's kind of still, we try to kind of keep the point to it, if you know what I mean. It's not so, I don't think it's as introspective as a lot of American jamming.
Okay.
We're still very focused on the audience. The reason that we'll jam, the reason that we'll shift the groove, is because we're trying to read what the crowd are feeling, you know. And if we've just been doing something with high energy for a minute, then it's nice to drop something down. You see the relief on everyone's foot. And then, but then, you know, you just got to keep, you know, it's if you were a DJ and you were like mixing stuff in and dropping different tunes. So that's kind of how we approach it.
And how does the American jam band scene compare to the UK jam band scene?
There isn't a UK jam band scene.
There isn't?
No.
Really?
No. No one's heard of Fish.
Wow.
No one's heard of the Grateful Dead. No one's heard of String Cheese. It's like, it just doesn't exist.
Really?
It just doesn't really exist.
Wow.
Yeah. That which is why we came here, we had no idea. Everyone's like, oh, do you know so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? We were like, nope.
Okay.
And we couldn't understand. It's like, why would you have a bluegrass band like on before or after a funk band? It just, it's like, you know, it's very genre specific in Britain and you know, and the rest of Europe really. So you would have a funk DJ with a funk band, but you, and in a way it was quite refreshing coming here and seeing a festival that just covered so many different genres, and you're like, but it was weird to us.